This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Since last year's terrorist attacks on the United States, no sector of the U.S. government has had to bear more critical examination than the intelligence gathering community. Spies, code breakers, counter spies. But for all the obvious reasons, intelligence agencies are reluctant to reveal their secrets. But since September 11th, the FBI, CIA, and NSA have been under terrific pressure to answer for intelligence gaps that may have added to the destruction of that day. Former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger will now head a formal inquiry. David Wise has been called this nation's preeminent authority on U.S. intelligence and counterintelligence abilities. He's the author of a new book on the Robert Hansen case called Spy, the inside story of how the FBI's Robert Hansen betrayed America. And he joins us in our studios. Mr. Wise, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
And obviously, this is going to be a sensitive inquiry we're talking about. Can you give us some idea of some of the minefields that Henry Kissinger and other members of the commission are going to have to negotiate?
Of course, one has to ask, in the case of Henry Kissinger, whether he has been put into that job to do a very tough investigative job. That is not his reputation. Mm-hmm. His reputation is as someone who has been rather secretive and manipulative. He's not an ace investigator.
That would be a question I think a good many people have raised this week. Is Dr. Kissinger, with all respect, there to ask hard questions, or is Dr. Kissinger there to keep hard information from reaching the public?
Well, you know, President Bush for a long time opposed a commission. He much preferred that Congress investigate the questions. And even now, in appointing Henry Kissinger, he said that the mission would be not so much to find out the mistakes prior to 9/11, but to get at the motives and means of the enemy.
Mm-hmm. What's the state of intelligence gathering in the Pentagon under Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld? Has it changed over the past year?
Well, I think he seems to be discontent with the CIA's findings that there's no ascertainable link between Al-Qaeda and Iraq. Mm-hmm. It's in the interest of the administration right now to show that there is a link, but they've had very great difficulty showing that. Well, this does not fit in with policy right now, so Mr. Rumsfeld, it was reported in the Washington Post, formed a small unit about a year ago, but it was just revealed recently, to do its own analysis to see whether perhaps that link can be shown. Mm-hmm. And, of course, what most people don't understand is that Mr. Rumsfeld, although he's not head of the intelligence community, as it's called, a rather benign word that makes one think of suburban lawns and so on, yeah. But he's not head of it. And yet he has 80% of the money and of the people. George Tenet, the director of Central Intelligence, is nominally the head of all these agencies. But obviously there's always going to be great competition with the Pentagon. And the formation of that little unit, which Secretary Rumsfeld tried to play down as just a little something that Paul Wolfowitz, his deputy, started up and that he sort of barely knew about, is a manifestation of that rivalry.
Yeah. Well, I'm curious about this. I mean, obviously, there's some people who will choose to see this as evidence to their minds that the administration is trying to demonstrate something about Iraq, or that the Secretary of Defense is making one of those old Washington Beltway power grabs. Mm-hmm. But it must also be pointed out that Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld has every reason to think that the CIA was wrong on a lot of substantial questions, and it's his department and the men and women in the armed forces who might wind up having to pay for those mistakes.
That's a fair point.
Oh, all right. Mr. Wise, what's your estimation now, 14, 15 months after the September 2001 attacks, as to whether or not there is more cooperation among intelligence agencies?
I think there is more. I think that's clear. But it's far from what it should be, because there's always going to be an institutional tension, not only between the Pentagon and the CIA, but between the FBI and the CIA, because they have different missions in life. Mm-hmm. For example, when Robert Hansen was, the question was what to do with him after he'd been arrested, the Attorney General apparently wanted to have him executed as a lesson to future spies. The director of the CIA was much more interested in debriefing him. Mm-hmm. And finding out just what secrets he'd given to the Russians.
That brings us to your book. spy. How difficult was it for you to assemble information that for the most part is secret or concealed?
Well, it's challenging, to say the least. For example, when I started on the Hansen book, the big question in a lot of people's minds, and in my mind, was who is this man? Why did he do this? He seemed to be a study in contrast. Nothing seemed to fit together in his whole life. And since it was not possible to interview Hansen, and it still is not possible because the government has him under wraps, the big break I got was when Hansen, who apparently knew my work and had read some of my books, authorized his psychiatrist, Dr. David Charney, to speak with me exclusively. Mm-hmm. And that gave me quite a bit of insight into his mind and motivations, which mm-hmm. I do report. The other big question in my mind was, how was he caught? Mm-hmm. And there, I had to bombard the FBI with many faxes, emails, and telephone calls. And for many months, they didn't want to talk about that. Finally, I was able to persuade them to let me talk to a few of the actual counter-spies who had handled the Hansen case. Mm-hmm. And I was able to discover the astonishing story of how they had lured a former Russian spy to New York. And there in a hotel room, they negotiated with him. The man revealed that he had the actual file on what turned out to be Robert Hansen. The FBI then paid this spy $7 million, which was certainly the largest amount ever paid to catch a spy. On the basis of the file that the FBI then obtained, they were able to identify Hansen.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Wise, thank you very much.
Thank you. My pleasure.
David Wise, an expert on the U.S. intelligence community and author of the new book, Spy, the Inside Story of How the FBI's Robert Hansen Betrayed America.